Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Well, we get a break for 4 hours, but as soon as that 4 hours is over, then what? How dare we treat humans in that way?
Progressive Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush says the four-hour humanitarian pauses Israel has agreed to in Gaza aren't enough. She says anything less than a ceasefire is inhumane. In a rare show of unity during a debate that did get ugly Wednesday night, the Republican presidential candidates all supported Israel's military actions. Nikki Haley's a former UN ambassador.
The last thing we need to do is to tell Israel what to do. The only thing we should be doing is supporting them and eliminating Hamas.
At one point, Haley called businessman Vivek Ramaswamy scum for bringing up her daughter. Far away, frontrunner former President Donald Trump did not debate, but held a rally nearby. With just days for Congress to find a way to keep the government open, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will not pay a ransom to Republican demands. He says the way forward is a bipartisan agreement.
And if Republicans are unable to do that over the next few days, then the only approach is to pass a continuing resolution at the fiscal year 2023 levels.
On Thursday, conservative West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said he won't seek re-election. And another worry for Democrats is that Manchin hasn't ruled out a third-party run for president.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
The Senate map looks increasingly tough for Democrats, with incumbent Senators John Tester in Montana and Sherrod Brown in Ohio both on the ballot. But Democrats just had a very good election, often defending abortion rights. Former Republican Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is reacting to successful Ohio referendums on abortion and marijuana by criticizing direct democracy.
Thank goodness that most of the states in this country don't allow you to put everything on the ballot, because pure democracies are not the way to run a country.
Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is still defending his block on hundreds of military promotions. He says he opposes the Pentagon's policy of paying for staff's travel to get an abortion.
Let me remind everybody, Congress never voted for this. We also never appropriated money for this. There is no law that allows this administration to do this.
Saturday is Veterans Day. On Sunday, a salute to service halftime show at the Cowboys-Giants game will honor 16 recipients of the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest award for battlefield valor. Army Lieutenant Colonel William Swenson won the medal, helping save more than a dozen lives during a six-hour firefight after an ambush in Afghanistan.
I'll be out there on the field on that day. What we'll be representing, though, is the character of all Americans and the heroism that all Americans have access to through their everyday lives.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.